embellishment, but that bright, zesty one. If you ask for a Chicago-style hot dog, it will come with this on it. What is it, you say? Mustard. No ketchup. A good Chicago-style hot dog is special. It originated during the Depression. It was a cheap, filling meal. And it happened to be they put this together in Chicago, so Chicago-style hot dog. It's made up of a beef frankfurter, poppy seed bun, and I'm not sure of that one, but that's what's there is a poppy seed bun when you get one at Portillo's or Tom and Jerry's or, you know, those good places are healthy food for you. Mustard leads the topping list. Most of it, mustard. You got mustard, and then followed by drag it through the garden. That means you can put pretty much anything on there, and it does come with pretty much everything. Onions, tomatoes, hot peppers, everything except ketchup. Mustard, though. So we need mustard. Anyway, all that really has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today. Which is important, but, you know, I am going to talk about mustard, but not about Chicago-style hot dogs. Mustard seeds are written about five times in the Bible. It's all what I saw in the New Testament, and listed. When it's used, it's in a parable that Jesus was talking about. Now, depending on the translation that you're reading, it's the words used around a mustard seed is described, number one, as a mustard seed, or number two, the size of a mustard seed. And the King James tends to steer toward as a mustard seed. The Greek word that comes closest to what was used in the original Hebrew, would it have been? Is hos or hos. And that goes as a. We're shown in several of the parables a comparison of kingdom of God, which is in Matthew 13:31. That if you have intentionally didn't do slides of it, let me. Matthew 13:31 talks about the kingdom of God in comparing to a mustard seed. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. So it's kind of like the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13. And on the faith side, Matthew 17:20. Let's flip a couple more pages. And Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Jesus spoke in parables, which it's just stories. He used it to illustrate a spiritual or a moral lesson. Jesus is telling us these stories to learn and grow our faith, to make a small seed grow to a healthy, vibrant plant. We have to nurture it and take care of it, work for it a little bit. But let's go back a few thousand years before Jesus was on the planet. We had Noah. The account of Noah starts in Genesis chapter 6. And we know the story of Noah and the ark, right? Noah was about 500 years old when God found him to be worthy to carry on the project that God wanted to be done. 500-year-old man. Noah was faithful and built the ark as he was instructed by God. I find it interesting. Maybe that should be awesome. It's awesome that in Genesis 6, Noah, like I said, he's found to be worthy. In Genesis 6, verse 9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. This was before Jesus was here, before Jesus was teaching us, teaching the people. Noah had faith in God. He walked with God. Later, it talks about that a little bit more, where it's kind of like, well, you know, we have often learned that God can't be in the presence of evil, but it's talking about him talking to Noah. And it's like, okay, well, Noah was a good man and believed. He knew it. God told him to build this ark. And Noah did it. He was perfect. He walked with God. And at 500 years old, he was faithful, started building this ark. Took him about 100 years amid evil, because that's why God told him to build this ark, because I'm going to destroy the earth. Everything on it is going to be gone. Noah, build this ark, because I'm going to save you and your family in it. Because you're perfect. You're just. So Noah builds this ark amid all the evil and the darkness and the terrible things that were happening around the world and all the disbelief. And you got to kind of think about it. Noah is building this huge water-going vessel, a huge box in the middle of the desert, in the middle of dry land. Nowhere near is there any place to put this thing in the water, let alone get it to the water. Noah knew God told him to do it. He did it. He built it. He had faith. God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. Then the ark is finished. Everything is ready to go in. God instructs Noah what all is supposed to go in that ark and who. And God told Noah, okay, it's time. Put everybody in it. When the last creature went into that vessel, Noah didn't close the door. God did. God sealed. Sealed them in. Closed the door, put the pitch on outside of the door. God did that. He wrapped them in these timbers. It's gopher wood. God closed them in because Noah had the faith. To build that ark in the middle of the desert, middle of dry land. You know, I don't know if any of you have seen or been to the ark adventure or the ark experience, I think is what it's called. Encounter. In Kentucky. If you ever get the chance to go there, when you look at this life-size replica of the ark, you stand back and it's one of these moments, excuse the open mouth. Because you can't hardly see that end when you're looking at that end, when you're right in the middle of it. It's huge. 100 years, a 500-year-old man took and built it. I don't know how many helpers he had. It had to have been just, probably just his sons. Anyway. Had the faith of a mustard seed, just a small amount of faith is all it takes to grow something big. Then let's look at another Old Testament man of faith. It's a man that our faith here in this denomination, we look at him, Abraham. Lived 175 years. He was faithful. His mustard seed-sized faith, because if you remember, Abraham and his wife, Sarah, did falter a bit. You know, she laughed at God when she was told in her old age that she was going to have a child. And Abraham wasn't the cleanest guy in the world. He told some lies. He told, you know, he was deceitful a little bit, but all in all, he was a faithful man. And then the last one that I want to look at in the Old Testament is Job. I think it's interesting that with the reading plans that Dan has, the one that's, is that chronological, was written? You folks are reading Job right about now, right? It's interesting. Job was kind of like Noah. He was a man of faith God spoke with him, and he knew that God was a very powerful being. And he knew whatever's going to happen, that's fine because God is doing it and I will reap the benefit eventually. He knew that. He didn't know how it was going to get there. He didn't know what was going to happen. And he went against all of his family and friends, sat there, was completely destroyed, and didn't lose his faith. He knew God was going to be with him and hold him. You know, that's kind of like the picturing the ark. I picture Job. I can't imagine. Connie and I lost a son, but we didn't lose everything. I can't imagine. Life is great. I'm having my family is doing great. They're having parties, and I am doing sacrifices and blessing my family because they might have done something wrong, but they need me to be there and take care of them. And then God allows, or God, well, I guess it would be allowed Satan to destroy everything that Job knew. Killed all of his animals, took all of, destroyed everything. And all the people around him that he thought were strongholds, or I would think they did, his wife told him, just curse God and be done with it. His friends came to him and said, you had to have done something wrong, because this don't happen to somebody that's right. Job said, no, I know, yep, this is bad, but I'm coming through this because God will take care of me. Now, he had faith, but it was pretty big faith. As we kind of go forward, I want you to kind of ponder those three men a little bit. And faith as a mustard seed. Let's go back and look at the parables we looked at earlier about the mustard seeds and being as a mustard seed. According to Matthew 17, we can, because of a mustard seed of faith, move mountains. Well, I don't know if you've got any of you. I thought about getting some mustard seeds, but then I looked at the price of them. Yeah, I decided we probably wouldn't, because I would put them out here and they'd all be lost. They're so small. A mustard seed is about 1/32 of an inch. And we think, okay, faith the size of a mustard seed. Okay, that's good. Well, that's the start. We have to have the faith that's that. We had to start someplace, right? Well, I don't know if any of you have ever seen a mustard tree. I have not. I saw pictures of them, and I'm sorry, I reverted back to looking on the internet for part of my sermon, which I generally here lately don't like to do, but I looked. And you know what? A mustard tree, that's a nice looking tree. Nicely shaped, nice, you know, kind of an umbrella type or shape as the ones I saw. They probably trimmed up really nicely, but nicely shaped tree. If we have faith the size of a mustard seed to get things started, we need to grow that mustard seed. Turn that mustard seed into that mustard tree of faith. We have faith the size of a mustard seed, as a mustard seed, doesn't really mean the size of, we can move mountains. Remember, this is a parable. It's a story to give you spiritual or moral compass, a starting point. I don't think he really means that mountain like Mount Everest. We all have mountains in our lives. Whether it's just something in our head that we just can't get past, a disagreement with somebody at work, getting lost on the road, trying to find your way to something. We all have mountains. And Jesus tells us, Matthew 17, that if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, faith as a mustard seed, we can move that mountain. But we've got to grow it. It won't do it by just staying the size of a mustard seed. That mustard seed has to break out of its shell and grow to that mustard tree. Lost my place. I went past that already. We can't remain as a mustard seed. Our faith must and has to grow and become that mustard tree. We've got to be cultivated. How do we do that? Well, just how Dan is helping us. He gave us those reading guides, being in the Bible every day, talking to God every day, listening to God every day. That's a big one. He'll talk to you. He'll tell us about those mountains and how we can best get around them. Mark chapter 4. Mark 4, verse 31. It's like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. It's like I said, we've got to not just carry around this little 1/32nd size seed in our pocket and say, I've got faith. I've got it right here in my pocket. Because guess what? You're going to lose that. If you don't grow it and get it bigger, let it anchor into the ground around you, anchor into your heart, that 32nd of a size, Dan, you've dealt with working at the forges and stuff, those micro measurements. I mean, that's probably a big measurement for some of the stuff you dealt with. But a 32nd of an inch is not very big. We've got to grow it. Jesus is saying our work is just getting started. The seeds are being planted. That implies that, there's work involved. We've got to do some work. After a seed is planted, it's got to be tended. Ask any farmer. You stick the seed in the ground, or gardener. You stick the seed in the ground, then you've got to watch for the weeds around it. You got to give it water. You've got to give it light. And you got to give it nutrients. Our mustard seed of faith gets planted in us when or as we accept Jesus, the Son of God, as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. We accept it, not just Jesus, but God is our King. We are able to be faithful to God through Jesus. Remember Job. In the worst of times, he was faithful. He knew that he was going to come out the other side of all this. I have to go back to that. He was sitting, he had boils and all this all over him. He took scraps of glass, scraps of pottery, and scraped it to try to get the pain off. I can't imagine being in that kind of pain. But he held his faith. God will bring me through this. As our mustard seed of faith grows into a strong tree, outstretched branches. God will wrap us in these branches of faith, of our faith. Remember what he did to Noah? He closed that door. He wrapped them in those branches because it was gopher wood. It was timber, wood. He wrapped them in the branches of the fruits of their faith, protecting them. He closed them into the ark, gave them that protection. Our walk with God is going to have challenges. Because of our mustard seed of faith and growing that faith in Jesus, we can boldly face obstructions. We can boldly face those mountains that we encounter in our lives and remove them. As it says in Matthew 17, if you had just the faith as of the seed of a mustard, you could move mountains. You could tell it, get up and move from there over there. In Luke, it talks about moving something that seems to be immovable. I believe it was in Luke 13:19. He's talking about a sycamore tree. And if you had faith as a mustard seed, you could move, tell a sycamore tree, which that's a big maple type tree, move it from here to there. Faith of a mustard seed. We should remember that the mountain may continue to be. In fact, all through life, we're going to encounter mountains. Just not as an obstruction in our path. You think about it also with the ark. After the flood, and the water started to recede, and the ark settled. Where did it settle? If we look at Genesis 8, verses 4 and 5, it talks about it settling in the land of Ararat, in the mountains of Ararat, and it talks about being on top of the mountain. They could see the mountain peaks all around it from inside the ark. Isn't that awesome? With faith as a mustard seed, we can, if we can't move it, we'll land on it. We will overcome it. Land on top of it and look at all the other mountains that are out there that we can boldly say, no, you're not getting the best of me this time. The ark landed on the highest point. All from a mustard seed of faith. Let's close with hymn number 416.